I've always been prone to finding gurus, finding mentors, finding people to listen to and be inspired by. When I do find someone, when I find one of these things, mentor, inspiration, whatever, I tend to go all in. And a couple of years ago, I went all in on a guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. What I want to speak about is one of his principles, or at least I think it's his, that's where I heard it, which is macro patience, micro speed. And I think it's fundamental to what we're going to speak about today. This is Caspian with a Riff on Change Part 1. As I said in the introduction to this little mini-series, this is going to be a riff on how to change yourself. When I brainstormed this episode, there was so many things that I could and want to speak about. So I'm going to try to compile a bunch of resources and notes, whatever, so that those of you who want to can read more. Either way, macro patience, micro speed has been fundamental in how I approach changing myself, because it is quintessential, I think, when trying to change yourself, to be patient in the long run, especially if it's a habit that you want to develop or something that you want to change long term, obviously. Being patient in the sort of medium to short term. Then again, micro speed, meaning doing as often as you can, or every day, or every week, or whatever the thing is. Let me take an example to frame this. I started exercising about 6 months ago, and I've gotten back to it from having been very active to not being active at all, and now trying to work out every single day in some way, shape, or form. And when I started it out, when I revamped it for seriously, I said to myself, I'm going to be patient. This is a long-term project. I want to be able to move in 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. I want my body to work as well as it can. I want to give myself the best possibilities to have a healthy life for as long as possible. And in that process, I made it okay for myself not to see any progress. I knew that I wasn't going to see anything in the mirror. I wasn't going to see any changes in the health app on my iPhone. And that's okay, because I wanted to be patient for the long term, or patient in the short term. Trust the process of working out every single day. However, that does not mean that it doesn't mean that I can put it off. It doesn't mean that I'm fine with skipping a day or two or three or a week. It doesn't mean that when I get injured, it's fine not to work out at all or not move at all. Micro speed for me means showing tenacity every single day in this small sort of day-to-day, week-to-week business. For me, that's been hugely important, as when I got injured a couple of weeks ago, running, I realized that both of the exercise options that I had, running and boxing, I wasn't going to do them for a while. And I moped about it for a while, about a week. And then I realized that I'm going to be macro patient. I know that I'm going to run long distance sooner or later. But I also know that right now I need speed. So I started swimming and I started hitting up an exercise bike. And that's what macro patience, micro speed means for me. And I think that's very important when you're trying to change yourself, to be patient in the short term to the long term, and also have that tenacity in the short term, especially if you're building a habit, I would say. On top of that, I have a friend who wrote a book and had a podcast series called Doing Gentle with an Edge. And I've found that the concept of doing it gentle with an edge to be very helpful, both for me and for people close to me, in speaking about change and speaking about developing habits. Because generally, I know that I have been not the nicest guy to myself. My self-talk, my inner voice, whatever you want to call it, hasn't been the nicest one at every single point in time. So I try to do gentle with myself. I try to be as gentle as I can, not pushing when I don't have to or when I don't want to or when I don't have the capacity to push. Being gentle with that, I let myself off the hook with exercising for a week. I try to do gentle with myself, not to blame myself for overusing my calf or overexercising and those kinds of things. At the same time, I always have the option of the edge. I want to be able to twist it. I'm always able to do that push when I need to. I'm sort of having the balance, and I think that's what doing gentle with an edge really is. I think that's an important concept to bear in mind when you're trying to change something, especially with the patients that I spoke about earlier, to find that gentleness towards yourself has been very useful for me, and as I said, for people close to me. The last thing I want to say on changing yourself is defaults. For me, that's a very, very important thing. In terms of nudging myself, in terms of having standard operating procedures or principles to go by, something that's tangible and something that you've decided in a sound space where you've been at your best, really. So defaults for me can be a set of principles, can be a decision that I've locked in to commit to, something that I've said that I will do, reminding myself that I've said that I will do it. In the case of exercising, I told myself that I'm a person who exercises every single day. I'm closing my rings on my Apple Watch, which is the bare minimum for me. But I also try to make an effort every single day. If that's going for a walk one day, that's fine. If that is hitting up the exercise bike and then swimming for 45 minutes, that's great one day. But the default is always there. I make an effort to move my body every single day. And those principles can be in the macro and they can be in the micro, as everything. I don't charge my phone in my bedroom because I don't want to have it around in the morning or in the evening. I don't buy sugar. I don't buy chocolates to have at home. I never have ice cream in my freezer if I'm not going to have company over because I know that I'll binge eat it. Those kinds of defaults, knowing that I can rely on the principles that I've set up for myself. And it also makes it a lot easier to stick to whatever change you're planning to make. Those three things are the fundamentals for changing me. In the next series, or in the next episode in the series, I'm going to try to speak a little bit about changing a relationship or changing someone else, which I think are two different things, but I'm going to try to take a look at it at least. So I hope to see you, hear you, whatever, in the next episode.